All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky. My name is Kerry Crowley, and it's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest. He's a friend of mine, and he's the Brewers statistician. It's Dominic Catronio. If the last name sounds familiar, it should, Bay Area baseball fans. He's the son of A's broadcaster Vince Catronio. Dom, welcome to your debut on Talkin' Baseball. How's it going?
It's good to be here, Kerry. This is crazy. This isn't, you know, the Cronkite building anymore. You know that, right? This is the real deal. This is the big leagues, man.
Well, we've got some Arizona State baseball to talk about because one of the top Giants prospects, an ASU guy, Hunter Bishop, he homered today. But this conversation, we're going to focus on one of the big stories in the National League so far this season. That is the Milwaukee Brewers that you've seen up close and personal, 16-10 heading into action on Saturday. Obviously, the starting pitching, a really big story so far. What just generally has stood out to you about why the Brewers have had such success in the month of April?
I think it's remarkable what they're doing, given what they're without. You know, if you told me at the end of April that the Brewers are going to not have Christian Yelich for pretty much the majority of the month, Lorenzo Cain for the second half of the month, and you're still going to be figuring out what Devin Williams is, given he missed so much of spring training, and you're going to say, oh, they're going to be 16-10, by the way. And you're going to be like, what? So it's really amazing what they've been able to produce. And even Colton Wong this time, too. And he has come out and been a spark plug at the top of the order. He's found a home, too. But I think the way that Craig Counsell and David Stearns have been able to piece this team together, look, they've got the most guys in the IL in baseball. And it's shocking to think that the majority of their bats are, you know, it's like a spring training lineup we've been joking out here. And the fact that, you know, Billy McKinney and Tyrone Taylor are getting starts in quality ABs against great pitchers in the National League and providing, I mean, that's, they swept the San Diego Padres, and it seemed like nobody even blinked about that in San Diego. It's amazing what they're doing, given what they don't have. And you mentioned the starting pitching, how dominant it's been so far in this first month of the year.
Yeah, the similarities are really striking between the Brewers and the Giants. I don't think anyone picked the Giants to be at the top of the National League West heading into the month of May, but they've done it with starting pitching, which was really a big question mark for San Francisco heading into the year. And the Brewers have really been carried by their starting pitching. And one guy I want to harp on right away, Corbin Burnes, off to just a phenomenal start. St. Mary's product out of Moraga, California, fourth-round draft pick a few years ago from Milwaukee. How has he found another gear in that Brewers rotation, Dom?
So he's really started to just use the cutter. You know, he's eliminated the four-seam fastball from his repertoire. He has it in his back pocket. He truly does not throw a four-seam fastball. And that cutter is nasty. I mean, he sits 95, 96 with it. It's the second fastest cutter in baseball, only behind Emmanuel Clase, the closer of Cleveland. And, yeah, he's a closer. So this guy's throwing 96-mile-an-hour cutters as a starter. Nobody can handle it. It's amazing what he's able to do that. They've tweaked this slider a little bit as well. He was a guy that last year did not go according to plan. Very pedestrian numbers, even the year prior. This is his fourth year in the show, and he, last year, give him credit. He went to the lab. He figured things out. He wanted to change things. He seeked out the best that he could find as far as pitch design goes and understanding what he needs to do to become a big leaguer, because he always had the mental capacity and the mental belief, I am better than what I'm performing. I need to find a way to unlock that. And this past offseason, he did that with a couple of tweaks to his cutter and to his slider. They have made him absolutely lethal. And obviously right now he's on the IL for an undisclosed reason. You can read that for what it is. I mean, maybe COVID related, but the point is it's not anything structural or anything arm related. He could be gone for maybe a start or two, but at the same time, this guy, it's not that he's come out of nowhere, but in the Brewers' eyes, they knew in the back of their heads, this could be a big year for Corbin. I don't know if they expected rival numbers of Jacob deGrom, but it's been really, really impressive to watch.
You know, it just astounds me that Corbin Burnes and Tony Gonsolin both pitched collegiately at St. Mary's in Moraga, and neither ended up in the Giants or A's organization. Shows you how difficult it is to scout college pitchers and how tough it is to project some of these guys. But Burnes has had plenty of help in that Milwaukee rotation, Dom, and I want to give you a chance to highlight Brandon Woodruff and Freddy Peralta and what they have done to support Burnes. Woodruff, the opening day guy. Peralta, obviously performing really well right now. This Brewers rotation does feel really well-rounded at this point, and that's why I think that you can believe in them in the Central.
I agree, and it's the old adage, look, if you got pitching and defense, and I'll talk about the defense in a little bit too, you've always got a chance. And with Woodruff, you mentioned opening day. He had a tough go of it against Minnesota, and everyone's like, ah, okay, whatever. It's opening day. He'll get another. And he has just turned the page completely and been absolutely dominant. He challenges hitters, not afraid to throw his fastball, in, out, amazing command. And when you talk about another guy that has found some new grip and some new tactics with his breaking ball, I mean, his slider's unhittable. It's absolutely unhittable. He can throw the whole kitchen sink at you, though, too. He's got a really good changeup that he has only flashed a few times this year. And his curveball, bigger, loopier curveball, just keeps guys off balance. And Woodruff's been, you know, kind of the guy that the Brewers knew this was going to be someone they would have to lean on. Obviously, he got the opening day start, but he's going to be the guy that's going to be taking the most innings. He's the most experienced man on the starting rotation. And he, after that opening day start, he has taken it and run. And one thing that always is going to impress me from earlier this year about Woodruff, I don't know if you caught the brouhaha, if you want to call it that, between the Cubs and the Brewers back here 2 weeks ago, that Wilson Contreras has been hit more than anybody in baseball. He got hit twice here, and he was under assumption that he was getting aimed at. He wasn't. And out of nowhere, Ryan Tepera throws at Brandon Woodruff in the sixth inning of a game that he's shutting out the Cubs. And the image that I'm always going to remember of that is Woodruff calmly saying out to Tepera, that's messed up, and didn't use the word messed up, but calmed out to say, that's messed up, got back to the box. There were some tempers flaring. Nothing really escalated. Then he did a 1-2-3 with two punch outs in the next inning. He is so locked in, and he knows his stuff is nasty right now, too. And to wrap up the other side of it, too, with Freddy Peralta, he pitched last night against the Dodgers. We've always nicknamed him Fastball Freddy because he's that modern pitcher. Yeah, 94 doesn't sound that hard, but he's a high-spin guy. Get it elevated in the zone, and no one can really touch it. He's become Slider Freddy all of a sudden. He is throwing only 55% fastballs as opposed to nearly 70% last year. This year, his slider has been his lethal weapon. That's why he leads baseball in whiff rate. He gets more whiffs on anybody else on that slider than anyone in baseball. And last night, he was flashing some really good changeups. He's really a two-pitch guy, but if he's starting to throw in a changeup, look out. We could be talking about a dangerous trip and just a three-headed monster in this top of this rotation.
Really, one of our favorite things to do on this show, look around the National League, look at the biggest stories in baseball, and alongside the San Francisco Giants, the Milwaukee Brewers have been right there. So we're joined by Milwaukee Brewers statistician Dominic Catronio. He's talking all about how Milwaukee is off to this hot start. And Dom, one of the things that strikes me about Milwaukee, you look at their offseason acquisitions and Colton Wong, Jackie Bradley, you look at the returning MVP and Christian Yelich, and these guys have not been the top producers for the Milwaukee Brewers offense. And yes, it's underperforming relative to expectations, but they're still 16-10. So who are the guys who've come out of nowhere to get it done this season?
I mean, you look at the year last year that Omar Narvaez had, and he's always been a hit-first catcher, and everyone's like, well, if he's not hitting, man, you need to figure something out. Not only has his offense rebounded, his catching has been, he's always had a great arm. He's throwing out guys left and right. He's thrown out seven runners stealing this year. No one's really trying to run against Omar, and his offense, he's one of the best hitting catchers in baseball, if not the best hitting. He's hitting over .330. He seems to fall into two knocks every night. It's not like he's hitting for power like you'd expect out of a big guy like him. He's hitting it all over the field, and he's a very mature and patient approach at the plate. He's really got off to a hot start. The unfortunate thing for the Brewers is the injury bug. He also just got put on the IL today. So 11 guys on the IL. It's amazing. They've used 37 different players this season. And you mentioned it. Yelich hasn't been doing anything. He's got a hurt back right now, and he's been testing things out. He could be back next week against Philadelphia. Lorenzo Cain's been hurt with a quad strain. He could be back next week. But Jackie Bradley Jr. hit his 100th career home run last night. He is still a gold glove caliber center fielder. He is making tremendous plays in the outfield. Made a great catch against St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, robbing a home run. And then it's, other than that, it's by committee. Keston Hira has not been off to a great start. Billy McKinney had a great week on the road against San Diego. Tyrone Taylor hits the ball hard every time he steps to the plate. And Travis Shaw, who was signed on a minor league deal as just a non-roster invitee, is the everyday third baseman back in Milwaukee, looking like 2019 version of Travis Shaw. He leads the team in homers and runs batted in. And he's been a heaven send for the middle of this order as he's playing perfect defense at third, and he's giving you a power bat 3-4 in the order. It's amazing the committee and quite frankly, the guys that no one expected to really be performing a spring training roster like we talked about is still getting it done without these horses, without Kane, without Yelich, and now without Narvaez for a little bit. It's going to be it's just amazing. It's such a dumb cliche, but it's so true with this team of next man up mentality. Every next man up has provided.
Well, you can't talk about the Milwaukee Brewers without looking at the back end of that bullpen. The reigning rookie of the year in the National League, Devin Williams, as you mentioned, not off to the best start this season, but man, Josh Hader certainly is. 9 2/3 innings, 19 strikeouts. Is the uptick in fastball velocity that we've seen so far, Dom, is that for real with Hader this year?
It seems for real. You know, in the first couple of outings that he had, we're thinking, okay, back to adrenaline, fans in the stands kind of thing. No, he was hitting 96 again last night against the Dodgers, and it was really, really impressive to watch. Hader, I don't know what it is, but he's hit a new gear. He looks like he is the dominant closer of baseball, and I said it yesterday. We were talking about it in the booth. He's the best reliever in the National League, and it's not close. I can't think of anyone else I am more terrified to face right-handed or left-handed against Josh Hader. Yesterday, he gets the meat of the Dodger order in a 3-1 game. Makes Corey Seager look silly on three pitches. Justin Turner looks silly on a changeup out of nowhere to punch him away after fighting off some sliders. And then he gets Max Muncy looking on an elevated fastball. Like, it's not fair what he's doing right now. He really is legit that he has gone another step, which is terrifying to the rest of the National League. You did mention Devin Williams, but I do want to mention another guy that's been a huge heaven send for the Brewers bullpen. That's JP Feierrisen. If you don't know the name, I don't blame you. He was released by the Yankees, wasn't really sticking around anywhere. He's now with the Brewers on a flyer. He's a local kid. He's from Racine, about 20 minutes south of here, and he has been unhittable. He's 15 shutout innings so far. He's been having the seventh. Last night he had the eighth inning, giving Devin a day off. He's got a great changeup. He'll throw it against righties. The slider's getting guys to chase. He doesn't throw hard, 94, 95, but he's economical. He's 15 pitches or less every single time, and you blink, and whoa, the inning's over. And now they're handing it to the airbender, Devin Williams, and then after Devin, you got Josh Hader, and the game's over. It's amazing that 7, 8, 9 are so locked in for Craig Counsell, because with the way the starting pitching's going, good luck getting some hard contact off these guys.
Well, you can't talk Racine, Wisconsin without mentioning the name Dwayne Kuiper. That's how Giants fans know that small town there near Milwaukee. But, Dom, before we let you go, before you were the Milwaukee Brewers statistician, you were broadcasting at Arizona State, and some of the big news out of the Giants' alternate site this afternoon, Hunter Bishop, who was assigned to High A Eugene to open the season, 2019 first-round draft pick. He hit a big three-run home run. Give us your quick scouting report on Hunter Bishop before we let you go.
Man, he is a freak athlete. I mean that true. I mean, he's every bit of 6'5", 230 that you could picture. He could be a linebacker right now. He is huge. He is such a freak athlete. His hand-eye coordination is amazing. It's a lot going on in that swing, but when you listen to him talk about his swing, it sounds so simple. And he is pure bat-the-ball skills. He understands the modern era of baseball. Get the ball in the air. Get the backspin. Get this ball to carry. And he's going to hit the ball hard all over the place. For Hunter, he's a freak in that he's not the fastest guy, but he makes such good reads in the outfield that he can make up for his lack of, you know, burner speed. But he can make great reads in the outfield. He can play the corners. He probably doesn't profile as a center fielder in the bigs, even though he played a lot of center field in college. Man, I'm really excited to see him develop. And by the way, he's a heck of a golfer, too. He's a stick, and he's teeing it up, outdriving me by like 20 yards. Dude, he's a freak, and I'm really excited to see what he can develop into. And his big brother, Braden's been a huge inspiration to him. And for those who don't know the story, what they do with the Four Mom Alzheimer's Foundation, they lost their mother to Alzheimer's 2 years ago. And what they've been able to carry that into a charity, into a positive light in honor of their mother, it's amazing what they're doing. The Bishop family is a bunch of great people, and Hunter's got a real good shot. I think he's going to be a really good thing. And here's a fun bit for you, too. Here's your trivia question of the day. That Braden Bishop is the guy that you will be the answer to this question. Who replaced Ichiro Suzuki in his final game in Major League Baseball in Tokyo, Japan? The answer is Braden Bishop.
That's pretty awesome. That's a good factoid to leave us with. So the Bishop family, obviously worth keeping tabs on. And Dominic Catronio, we will be keeping tabs on you and the Milwaukee Brewers throughout this baseball season. Dom, thanks so much for joining us.
J Garrett, you're the man. Thanks to everybody at KNBR for having me on. Hope you guys have a great month of May here.
All right. He is Dominic Catronio, Milwaukee Brewers statistician. A lot more coming up next on this Giants pregame show. Giants playing later this afternoon against the Padres here on the Sports Leader. You're listening to Talkin' Baseball, KNBR 104.5, 680, the Sports Leader.